Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning, and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Here's an absolute. If you sow, you will reap. Conversely, if you don't sow, you won't reap. And what you sow, that it's what you'll reap. We started talking about this on yesterday's call, and before we finish the teaching, let's do a brief review. First, everything reproduces after its own kind. Genesis 1:11, Classic Amplified. And God said, "Let the earth put forth tender vegetation, plants yielding seed, fruit trees yielding fruit, whose seed is in itself, according to its kind, upon the earth," and it was so. The seed you plant always determines the kind of harvest you will reap. Now, we can't stress this point too strongly. It is not the kind of harvest, hear this, it's not the kind of harvest you need that determines the kind of harvest you receive. It's the kind of seed you plant that determines your harvest.
Amen. And second, sowing and reaping will never cease to exist. It will never leave planted earth. In Genesis 8, verse 22, we have this promise. "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." The Message Bible translation of Genesis 8:22 begins this way: "For as long as the earth lasts." You know, the scripture clearly establishes that there will be no end to sowing and reaping as long as the earth exists, because God put it in as a principle for us.
First law.
That's right.
First law that he gave in the Bible. Third, the convenient time to sow will never come. Over the years, I've heard a significant number of people say they'll sow when they can or when they're able. Listen to Ecclesiastes 11:4, Classic Amplified Bible. "He who observes the wind and waits for all conditions to be favorable will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap." Now, the Living Bible translation of Ecclesiastes 11:4 says it this way: "If you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. You need to start where you are, with what you've got right now, because if you don't, you never will."
And fourth, this is it. There is a spiritual dynamic in sowing and reaping that God put in the earth. 2 Corinthians 9:6, Classic Amplified Bible. "Remember this, he who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly. And he who sows generously, that blessings may come to someone, will also reap generously and with blessings." So simply said, the proportion with which you sow is the proportion to which God will multiply what you reap. Hallelujah.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
That's good.
The significance of your seed is based on what you have left after you've sown the seed.
And that fourth point is very important.
It is.
Now, we covered those on yesterday's call. So now we're going to pick up where we left off and finish our conversation together. Fifth, you should never doubt that your harvest is coming. You should never doubt that your harvest is coming. Galatians 6:7, Classic Amplified Bible. "Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions, or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God." Here it comes. "For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he'll reap." Scripture is very clear. God will not allow his precepts to be set aside. What's a spiritual precept in the verse we just read? It's simply this. Whatever man sows, that, and that only, is what he'll reap. If you sow, you will reap in due season or your right time. It doesn't matter what your circumstances look like. Your right time is coming. It doesn't even matter if you lost a job. Your right time is coming. It doesn't matter what happened to your investment portfolio or retirement fund. You got to know your right time is coming. Perhaps any and all of these circumstances, well, they may have been the reason you were led to sow your seed. The scripture in Galatians 6:9 is so clear. It is absolutely so clear. There are 7 very specific directives in this scripture. Number 1, don't lose heart. Number 2, do not grow weary. Number 3, do not faint in acting nobly. Number 4, do not faint in doing right. Number 5, you'll reap at the right time if you don't lose your hope. Number 6, you'll reap at the right time if you have courage. And number 7, you'll reap at the right time if you do not faint. It's clear we should never doubt, give up while waiting for our harvest. What should we do? Now get ready to shout as you hear Isaiah 40:28 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint or grow weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Well, in other words, the scripture is saying, how many times do I have to tell you this? Have you not been reading my instructions and listening to my voice? I haven't changed my mind or my promises to you. Now listen to Isaiah 40:29, also in the Classic Amplified Bible. He gives power to the faint and weary, and to him who has no might, he increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound. He gives power to the faint and weary. Could that be you? Think about it. See, we're not just talking about any kind of power. We're talking about the resurrection power of God flowing through each of us and working on his benefit. See, not only does God give us power, but he's increasing our strength.
Hallelujah.
Here's the bottom line. When it appears that you're not seeing any movement toward your harvest, hold fast to the confession of your faith. As we've often said, God is doing things for you right now that you can't see, so he can bring into manifestation the things you can see. Just remember, what you sow, that and that only is what you'll reap.
And hallelujah for that. It'll let you know what you're going to get. 6th, your priority should be in what he wants and not what you want. In Haggai chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, Haggai 1, 6 through 8 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, you have sown much, but you have reaped little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you do not have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages has earned them to put them in a bag with holes in it. Do you feel like you've sown much but reap little? There are 3 plateaus when it comes to giving. First, you must give what, when, and where God tells you to give. And second, you must be sure there are no hindrances, that there's nothing that will hinder the free flow of God's abundant provision into your life. For instance, unforgiveness is really a covenant breaker. And third, you've got to know that there is a devil who will do what he can do, and he's capable of some things, and everything possible to keep you from receiving God's abundance into your life if you let him.
It's not just the enemy doesn't want you to prosper. He doesn't want you to realize the power available to you, living inside you, when you tap into God's economic delivery system. Haggai 1 verse 7, Haggai 1, 7 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways, your previous and present conduct, and how you have fared." This verse confirms what we said earlier. The question isn't whether or not God's word is true or whether his promises are for us, but rather what's keeping abundance from our house. Perhaps it's how we have treated his house. In Haggai 1:8, in Haggai 1:8 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Go up to hill country and bring lumber and rebuild my house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says the Lord, by accepting it as done for my glory and by displaying my glory in it."
Yeah, honey, there's another way to say it.
Yeah.
If we've been using God's money without his permission, there's a hole in the back. If we haven't given what, when, and where he told us to, there's a hole in the back. If we're paying interest of any kind, there are holes in our financial bag or checkbook. This is true of all interest, credit cards, car loans, especially mortgage loans. When it comes to his money, the money he's entrusted to you, then his priority should be our priority. Number 7, he will give seed to the sower.
In 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "And God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity."
Hallelujah. God will provide seed to you. Why? So you can sow. So you can reap. So you can experience increase. So you can be generous. How does this process start? Do you want to say something, baby?
No, I was just going to say, but it starts with saying he provides seed to the sower. So if you're a sower, he'll make sure you get seed to sow. You'll have seed to sow.
You may have felt like we covered this, and we did, some days back, but it bears repeating. It's that important. When you sow, that's how you start the process. As important as prayer is, seed doesn't come when you pray. It comes when you sow. We could go on, but truthfully, hopefully you got it by now. It's not more information that you need. It's deliverance from not hearing what the Word of God is saying to you. And the Word of God is very clear.
And then acting on it.
Amen. That's it. Couple things. Stay with us. First off, join us tonight for Sunday Night Live.
Hallelujah.
Just go to haroldherring.com, click the button that says Join Harold and Bev Sunday Night Live. You'll be blessed by I know you'll be blessed. Mm-hmm. We know you'll be blessed by the teaching. Secondly, Monday, Labor Day.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. For the 23rd year in a row, we're going to be praying for people to find jobs, better jobs, increases, promotions, salary increases, benefits, bonuses, favor for people to have increased sales if they own their own business or self-employed. We've done it for 23 years. There's been all kind of miracles. So if you want us to pray for you specifically on Monday, go to haroldherring.com/Labor Day. That's haroldherring.com/Labor Day. And we'll be praying for you on Monday.
Tell us what you need. That's the truth. Look, we didn't just start. We're not just starting tomorrow morning or even tonight at midnight. As it comes in, we've been praying over it. So those of you who have already sent it in, believe me, we are on the radar. You are on our radar, and we've been opening it up and praying over it as it comes in. But if you haven't, get it in, and we'll be praying tomorrow again.
Give us specific information.
Amen.
Well, until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, or tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
I keep thinking rich thoughts.
Love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.